Logan Wells, there was a city council meeting last night.
There was indeed, and it was a busy one, so we're going to try to get through a couple of the things. We'll start with Central Park. Last night was the public hearing and first reading on Central Park. So the historic designation of the original town plot of Northfield. Central Park was how they laid out the rest of the city. They placed stones on the edge of the corners, and then that's what they measured the rest of the city from. And then the design of Central Park has largely remained the same, with that kind of sidewalks that make an X in the middle, the circle format in the middle. Mm-hmm. And also they noted last night that it's a special, unique legal status compared to every other park in Northfield, and that when John North founded Northfield, he designated it a public square, which has a unique legal context in Minnesota and city statute, which is that means it has to be for the public good, all of the public good. It can't just be for a part of the public good. So, for example, Memorial Park is a public park, but that's not necessarily for everybody, right? You have to pay an admission to go use the pool. There's mm-hmm. a fence, etc. Mm-hmm. A public square has to always be open for everyone to use at all times. This is if you go back and listen to the interview that with the Heritage Preservation Commission that we had. This is the conflict they talk about between the school district wanting to use the park and kind of limit it off just to the school district back in the 50s, yeah. 40s, 90s, yeah. 70s, when the middle school and high school was the White Center, right? So there was a lot of discussion about this last night. The big concern that was expressed previously by the Planning Commission and by two of the councilors had been about, does this limit where we can go in the future, right? Some of the long-term planning about Central Park has cited, well, you know, we need to update playground equipment eventually. Mm-hmm. We'll need to update, you know, do we want to add on other things to the park? Does this historic preservation factor make that impossible to do? Right. And not necessarily. And essentially last night, through all the questions and input from staff, everyone kind of swayed to understanding, nope, actually there is a process that this still works for to help preserve the park. So it was unanimous approval. It's not yet final, right? This was the first reading. It will go to a second reading at the next council meeting in 2 weeks. And then, but I mean, again, if it's unanimous now, I cannot see four councilors changing their votes between readings when there isn't an amendment or anything.
I would imagine, yeah, unless someone brings up something, I would imagine this will wind up on the consent agenda in the next next meeting.
Yes.
Was there any conversation, you know, they talk about Central Park being a town square, mm-hmm. right? Was there any conversation about, well, we don't use it as a town square anymore because that's what we have Bridge Square for?
Actually, they would argue we do use it as a town square.
Okay.
Think about how many more events we host there throughout the year.
Well, sure. And we have a lot of events there, but we don't. No, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
And as the whole council kind of started listing all the things that happens in Central Park, you realize it actually is a pretty core place, right? All of the different theater in the parks that the Arts Guild hosts, Pride in the Park, Hispanic Heritage, DJJD's Craft Fair. There's a substantial amount of events that always are just kind of going on in Central Park. Bridge Square is its own unique. We did learn a little bit about Bridge Square because that kind of was a side tangent they went on. That's a whole unique other city park, too. The two unique city parks are Bridge Square and Central Park. Central Park because it is designated as a public square, and Bridge Square because it's not actually a park at all.
Even though
it's right away.
Even though at least one of our past mayors would insist that it was a park.
It is right away, and what preserves it is that it is a defining feature of the historic overlay district of Northfield, downtown Northfield.
Okie doke.
So that's why it's preserved. It's not because it's a park.
All right.
It was a weird side tangent we went on. We can talk eventually more about that later, but we got to move on because we got a lot to cover.
Okay.
The budget discussion. So that was about this time of the year is when the city administrator, Ben Mardick, would always come out with the budget calendar, but this year has got substantial differences. The big one is that they're starting earlier on this calendar to try to get more public input in June. There was a little bit of discussion last night about what would that public input look like, but they're going to have more of that discussion over the next month and a half of what do we want the June public input to look like? Is that town hall meetings? Is that focus groups? Is that all the above, right? Mm-hmm. Is that surveys? Mm-hmm. this will also probably be discussed, I believe, at the May work session about exactly how that format's going to look like, because that's when they're going to have a bigger initial budget planning meeting for with the city council.
Right.
So the idea is that they're trying to move up the whole budget timeline. What we saw last year with the budget was that the preliminary tax levy was approved in September. A whole bunch of people got their statements in the mail. They really, everyone was kind of behind on the communications of it. And then there was a lot of shock of, oh my gosh, my taxes are going up quite a bit. And then by the time a lot of people had responded and learned about the budget, it was too late to really change it, right? That we were in December, we are legally have to approve a budget by December. A lot of people are learning about that at that time. And now you can't make a substantial change to it at the last second.
Right.
The hope now is, can we get more people informed before the preliminary tax levy or about that same time? Because even if the preliminary tax levy's not going to be swayed by the public input, it's that right away in October when there's still two and a half months to change the budget. You have time to go through and edit it.
Right.
They can actually do some of it then.
You know, it's interesting because with when they set the preliminary tax levy, the sort of unspoken policy has always been to set the preliminary levy at the legal height, let's set it as high as we can legally, and then so you almost think maybe they should set that preliminary levy sooner too, so that they've got more time to work on the actual budget.
I mean, but you're working on both when you set the preliminary levy, right?
Sure.
The city statute states they have to have a budget drafted and presented by the first week in September.
Yes.
Right? So that's still kind of their goal. I mean, that's still the goal. Like, there's a level of it, and Ben Mardig admitted this last night, that, like, it's going to be a multi-years in progress to get to this goal, right? They are trying to move up this timeline. And this is the first year of moving up to have a May meeting. We'll see if that works, right? Like, it might not fully pan out. We might be learning things as we go.
Yep.
They are talking, I know Ben has some discussions with Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman about how the school district just went through its budget process, because they're looking, is that something they do in June?
Yep.
A similar process, albeit that was reductions and this is just a regular budget. But, like, is there a similar process they could implement? So there's a lot of discussions. I think this is a learning year. I would not expect to say that it's going to work out perfectly. I think it is a dream, and hopefully in the next several years they're working to get where by the preliminary levy it's been well communicated and such.
This is something I know that Ben has been wanting to do for a few years now, so it's nice to see it coming through.
Well, and I think this is electorally also that moment that, too, I think there's a lot of concern from the last election about this too, right?
Yeah.
And so that makes this an opportune time to do this, because there's still people tuned in, right? So
absolutely. All right.
In that same kind of vein, Councilor Peter Dolan had proposed a resolution to create a budget model to renew a budget model that we had had with Ehlers and such. And there was a lot of discussion. I think, from what I would interpret, there was a lot of interest in the principle of the idea.
Sure.
But not necessarily in the exact policy. And Councillor Dolan had, it seems, written mostly this by himself and not as much with consultation of staff.
Oh, really?
And some councillors really wanted him to go back and work with staff on that. Staff also kind of noted that this isn't really budgeted for yet. And that was a point that the mayor made, Erica Zweifel, that she said, could this be something we include now that we're in the middle of our strategic planning process as a goal for the strategic planning process? Right. So it could get budgeted in over 5 years and we could figure out how we incorporate it. So I think this principle will come back again. The motion was eventually withdrawn by Councillor Dolan. I think to kind of work on this maybe more closely with either the finance director or with the city administrator, and maybe it either comes back in a strategic plan or it gets incorporated into another budget or something. I don't think it'll go away. I think there was a principle, a lot of agreement to the principle, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people do like to know what's the future outlook of taxes, of the finances of the city and such.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the policy was not the most well ironed out yet.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that maybe, I mean, was Councillor Dolan hoping to get something done right away, or is this an idea that he was introducing in order to?
Well, and I think that might have been the issue. Is there is a difference of how quickly can this get done too, yeah. Right? So I think he, from my guess, it seemed like what he was saying, and from the report he kind of gave last night, he would like this done sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to government. That
yeah, exactly.
Does not move at the speed of that always, right?
It moves at the speed of sausage making.
Yes. So, yes, again, I think it'll be an issue and we'll probably see come back up again, but I think there was support for it.
Cool.
The art allowance.
Yeah.
This will be the last big issue we'll touch on. Right away, Councillor Brad Ness motioned to postpone, which was funny because we'd been 3 hours in and there was a couple people to give public comment last night about it, so they quickly still brought it up so that some public comment could be given. And then it was postponed without really much discussion to a May work session meeting, which is interesting because I don't necessarily think that signals interest to pass anything from this. I think it was mostly just it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let's come back with more details and information. They had requested that some actual kind of data gets brought together in like a report. And that was something they didn't really have fully together last night.
I think there's going to be a massive debate about that. I don't think it's going to be a 10-minute conversation. I think there are going to be people on both sides that are going to dig in on that one.
Which I will just put out there is a relatively small amount of money we are talking about in the city's budget.
It's the principle of the thing. You just wait.
oh no, I know. And that's the note that they had last night. Is we actually don't have any much dollars because we hadn't gotten a kind of report together on all of it, but. Initial estimates said it was a pretty small amount of dollars in the overall city budget. So we'll see. Again, this will come up in May now.
And this was something put together by Councillors Dolan and Beamer.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Councillor Beamer, who I know listens to this show.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have a conversation with Councillor Beamer about this. So Chad, give me a text and let's get you on and talk about this a little bit.
Yeah. So, we'll be back with that. Again, we don't really have much from the councils cause the discussion was postponed. So we'll see where this goes, but, yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Then they had a comprehensive plan, discussion, after that. And that's when I turned it off cause it was already 9:30.
You know, your comprehensive plan well enough.
Well, and if they're not approving it or anything, it's one of those that I'll go back and watch it or something later.
Right.
There was a presentation from the Earth Day Steering Committee and, that's about it.
Okay.